This is Pastor Jim Corson for the congregation of the Rock Springs Methodist Church. You may wonder who we are. The answer is a traditional, Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community, worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage. We believe that Christ must be at the center of everything we think, say, and do. Our commandment from Him is to love one another. We believe that Scripture guides and informs our faith on a daily basis. We also look to the tradition of Methodism established by John Wesley as he walked his path of reformation and established a denomination based on grace. Our ministry reflects our call to follow Christ through mission, fellowship, study, and worship. You're invited to join us as we move forward in our faith journey. Please visit our website at rocksprings.umc.org or join us in worship 10:30 Sunday mornings at 1515 Edgar Street here in Rock Springs.
The following worship service was recorded and broadcast live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, with Reverend Jimmy Krishan on Sunday, August 14th, 2022. We are a traditional, Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community, worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage.
Good morning. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are in awe of your power. We pray that you speak to us, transform us with your grace, enlarge our vision through your word, instill in us your hope, your peace, your joy, and your love. Unite us in Christ, that we may be an example of his love. Grant us your calming presence in the face of uncertain times. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Gracious and loving God, hear our prayers. As we come before you, we humble our hearts. We humble our minds. We try to put the world at rest for a little while we talk with you, but it's hard. The calls upon our life, the worries, the trials, the tribulations, and maybe even the joys and celebrations get in the way. They get in the way by creating noise, just noise. Sometimes it's distracting, sometimes it's bothersome, but it's always there, and it's hard to quiet so that we can spend time undistracted with you. So, Father, let us begin there to seek our time with you and quiet the world around us so that we can spend that time with you. That not only may we talk to you, but that we may, in the silence, listen for your still, small voice. For communication isn't a one-way street, it's two. Father, forgive us when we just go there with a shopping list of all the things we want, need, desire, but to take some time to ask you how we may touch the lives of others ourselves, to be a part of your work, your plan, to touch lives of others. Father, that we would read your word and let it move within our hearts, that we would share your love with broken people, that we would let people share their lives with us, to minister to us in our brokenness, to be vulnerable, to know that you love us, that you know we are of fault and failures, but that we have good and wonderful parts as well, and that we would accept others as you do. Not leaving them where they are, not leaving them in the mess, but lifting them and bringing them out, filling them with hope and purpose. Father, hear our hearts and prayers for the many needs we've lifted up. For those who return to school this week, teachers, students, and all of that, as they travel, as schedules come in, as the hecticness of that is happening. And Father, we just pray that you would be with them, comfort them, strengthen them. And Father, we pray that on Tuesday, we vote. We vote our conscience after prayer, after diligent research and taking time to seek your will and to one your calling. And Father, as we head into this week, as it begins on this day, it may be full of surprises. There may be times this week when we wonder, oh my. There may be times this week when we say, oh joy. And there may be just times of silence. For whatever it may be, let us be there with you and you with us. We pray for our community, other churches. We pray, Lord, that you would lead us and guide us and we would follow in whatever you would have us do. Father, we do pray for leaders and leadership. We pray that people would hear from you, listen and heed, follow and serve. And that includes each one of us. We pray for those who are in nursing homes, shut-ins in their own homes, in hospitals undergoing procedures, who have lost loved ones and are wondering where we go from here. Comfort them, strengthen them, and be with them. And hear us now as we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today our reading comes from Luke chapter 12, verses 49 through 56. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, When you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, It's going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, There will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
This may be one of my shortest sermons ever preached. It's not as short as the one Trinity wants me to do one day, and that is, Jesus saves, amen, and we go home. But it may be almost that short. But I want to reverse it up just a little bit, because this scripture really challenges some things in the minds of most Christians, and that is, Jesus is talking about division. Jesus is talking about not bringing peace, but bringing fire, judgment, and wrath on the earth. And it's talking about dividing us even within our own families. But I want us to look just a little bit further, But we have to go down to the ending rather than the beginning to see and put it in its perspective. Notice when we get down to verse 54, Jesus begins to talk about the weather. It's kind of weird, isn't it? But he talks about the weather. He also said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you know immediately. You say it's going to rain, and it does. And when you have a south wind blowing, you say it's going to be hot, and it is. You hypocrites. You could tell the weather of the world around you, but you can't tell that you are in spiritual distress, that you are neglecting the condition of the world in which you are in. You don't see that the time is now. Jesus is saying, I have a baptism. I must suffer and die. I wish it was already done. I wished I had this behind me. You think I've come to bring peace? No, I came to bring fire, judgment, and division. And it says that families will be divided against themselves. Now, don't get so literal that you think it means it's going to be three against two and two against three. It may be one against four. You know, just look at that. But here's the reality. Believing in Christ brings division because there's two sets of people, believers and unbelievers, period. There is not a bunch more to think about. There isn't a medium. There isn't a sort ofs. They're either on the side of Christ. He says, let your yes be yes, and your no be no. So the choice is believe or not, accept or reject. And folks, you know as well as I do, it's the uncomfortable truth that even within our own families, there's division on that one topic. And then there's divisions about just what does it mean to believe? Does that mean I have to be a holy roller church goer, or can I just kind of do what I want to and confess Him when I need to? Well, I got news for you. If Jesus is a Band-Aid for you, you might be bleeding to death and not know it. Because Band-Aids don't stop hemorrhages. You see, this text is about accepting or rejecting. That's the biggest choice you can ever make in your life, is to accept Christ as your Savior, and the worst choice is to reject Him as your Lord. So it does divide very families. Jesus warns us about that in other places. He said not to be unequally yoked together. For what does darkness have to do with light, and light to do with darkness? Division comes when we set our mind against the things of God, when we don't surrender and accept. And we're a little puffed up sometimes, aren't we? Sometimes we're a little bit stiff-necked, as he'll say about His people Israel. But look at this real close, real quick. It's not a long one. I came to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish were already kindled. That sounds like division, but is it? Is it really division, or is it hope? You see, you can see it as division. You could translate it and get it over there and say, well, Jesus is talking about dividing. He's talking about, yeah, is He? Is it division or hope? I see it as hope. But it still falls in that category. You've got to decide. You've got free will. People in your lives have free will. It isn't God's desire, my desire, and I hope not yours, that anyone would perish and spend an eternity in judgment. I would pray that everyone would accept the love of God in Christ Jesus. The payment for our sins, a debt we could not pay, but He does. Yeah, it can be division or it can be hope. You pick. If you reject Him, it's division. If you accept Him, it's hope. If you follow Him, it's hope and life. If you reject Him, it's judgment. So we have to pick. I personally, when I read it, look at it and say, okay, it says what it says. And what does it say? Choose. Choose. And I wish that it was done. Can you imagine the weight upon his shoulders as he knew his life was headed to a cross? But can you imagine the weight on his shoulder when he knew that that was redemption, that that was salvation, that that would cure the sin curse forever? It would take away that enmity between us and God. I don't think he says here, "I wish it were already done," in a mean or hateful way, but in a hope-filled way, that I wish the plan was finished so that you could accept it, that you could live in it, and that you could live by it. Yes, it's going to bring division, but it's going to bring hope. Finally, that old enemy will be silenced, and death and hell defeated, and separation from God eliminated, if we but believe. I don't believe he's saying this to them as a means of swatting them with a hammer, but in a way of saying, I wish that you could see the depravity of the situation around you. You could see the signs of the weather, but can you not see depravity of humanity, the lost condition of humanity? Folks, we're in that boat today. We know that this looks like rain, going to be a storm, flash flood warning out there. But folks, we live in a time when morality has been kicked out of the window. Christ has been kicked out of the public sphere, and Christians are afraid to tell people about God's grace. Morality, integrity, honest and transparency, servants rather than serpents, love instead of greed. Folks, we live in a time that needs the message of hope that this has, but it's not an easy message. It's accepted or rejected. Remember, when I leave here, I hope you don't remember, but one thing you remember this, there's always two choices. Always two. Never more, never less, but always two. Accept him, reject him. Right, wrong, good, evil. Accept his word, reject his word. We need to get back to a place where the Christian church believed that this was the authoritative word of God and was filled with hope for us as a society, as a people, as individuals, and as families. We need to get back to a place of morality and integrity. And the choice is accept him or reject him. But warning, Will Robinson, when you accept Christ as your Savior, you're accepting this too. And it says some things are wrong, and it hasn't changed its mind. So division, really? No, I think it's full of hope, promise, and grace. And I think Christ wanted hope to be done. May we know that hope that is in our Christ. May it call us to the decision of following him. May we know the times now where humanity needs to accept Christ and bring Christ back in to our lives, into the public. And it is regretful that some families are divided along these very lines. There shouldn't be division, but agreement. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute. I have to be honest. I realize, and if you're truthful, You will too. Sometimes our very own families are divided along these same lines of accepting or rejecting Christ, but following his teachings and teachings of the Bible. And I realize how difficult it is. And may God lead us to witness in a way that they see Christ in us. Not perfection, because we can't attain that, but honesty and truth with integrity and love. Father, may you move within our hearts, that those who live around us, those we love, our friends, our family, and our communities, that they wouldn't seek to see perfection, but to see truth and honesty in the life we live among them. Hear our hearts and prayers in Christ's name. Amen. May we go in peace, grace, and mercy. Yes, there may be some that don't agree, but love each other anyway. There may be points of contention, but be patient, loving, and kind. Pray without ceasing. And may God guide you, bless you, and grant unto you his peace. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Service recorded and broadcast live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Please visit our website at www.rockspringsumc.org or on our Facebook page. Our email address is rockspringsumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Our mailing address is 1515 Edgar Street, Rock Springs, Wyoming, 82901. Our phone number is 307-362-5334. You are invited to join us Sundays on Zoom, YouTube, or in face-to-face worship as we observe all social distancing and safe practices.